What does innovation sound like? It sounds like the luxury of being in the moment with your customer, client, or patient. It sounds like having the right information right when you need it. It sounds like being at your best for your customers and your business. Thanks to Hyland's intelligent content solutions that improve digital processes, innovators everywhere are able to do their thing better, whatever that thing is. Now, who doesn't like the sound of that? Hyland, for innovators everywhere. Visit Hyland.com.
Off the Ball Daily, a home for your favourite podcasts from Off the Ball.
It's a largely positive email.
That's what I was just going to say. I mean, it is rare an email comes in with a compliment to anybody at Crow Park. I think I would echo that.
Subscribe to the Off the Ball Daily podcast feed right now.
GAA Daily.
On Off the Ball with Optimum Nutrition, the official performance nutrition partners of the Gaelic Players Association.
I'm Rory O'Hagan and this is GAA Daily on Off the Ball with Optimum Nutrition, official performance nutrition partner of the Gaelic Players Association. Coming up, Cork and Clare name their teams for the All-Ireland Hurling Championship final. Cork boss Pat Ryan on the support from the Rebels fans and Clare boss Brian Lowen on trying to bridge an 11-year gap. But first, both Cork and Clare have named their teams for Sunday's All-Ireland Senior Hurling Championship final. Cork boss Pat Ryan has gone with the same 15 that saw off Limerick in the semi-final. Ryan has also named the same 11 substitutes for the game in Croke Park. Clare too are unchanged, boss Brian Lowen going with the same team that defeated Kilkenny. It means that Ryan Taylor, who impressed when introduced against Kilkenny in the semi-final, has to be content with a place on the bench. Here's Cork boss Pat Ryan on the importance of the Cork fans this weekend.
Finally, the Cork support, not just in the semi-final but all the way through the season, has been absolutely fantastic for you and for the players. I know you were aware of it, I know you feel it. Scramble for tickets is not your concern, but getting it right over the next 2 weeks, getting the heads down, is exactly what the Cork players need to do. But if you had a message for the Cork supporters and those that have supported you all year and heading to the All-Ireland, what would it be?
I suppose, look, thanks. I suppose the most important thing, look, they've stuck with us. Do you know what I mean? It's been easy kind of to forget about us after the Clare game, but look, they came down here and they got us, helped get us over the line against Limerick. Obviously helped us get us over the line against Limerick again yesterday. But look, that doesn't surprise me with Cork. Look, we're a really, really huge sporting county. Do you know what I mean? Whether it's hurling, football, rugby, soccer, whatever it is, look, we love our sport in Cork. And look, and they'll always follow a team they want to play and represent the jersey the way we feel about it. And look, that rebel identity is what we speak about all the time. And look, our lads are really showing that.
It's been 11 years since Clare last won the Liam McCarthy Cup when they beat Cork after a replay. Here's banner boss Brian Lowen on trying to bridge that gap this weekend.
You reached a few in quick succession in the 90s,
yeah.
But like for this group 11 years ago, for seven of them, and it just shows you how few sometimes these chances are.
Yeah, it's a tough competition, you know. It's not easy to get to these places. Like, it's not easy to get to Croke Park, it's not easy to win at Croke Park, it's not easy to win matches in the Munster round robin. You know, every time you win a game, it's a good performance.
Mm.
So it's hard to get back. The quality of the opposition is super. You know, you look at the teams that are there. Look at the four teams that were in the semi final, and even, you know, what qualified out of Munster and Leinster, and then you take Galway. They weren't even in that six team. So it's competition is very tough.
Off the Ball are hosting an All-Ireland Hurling Final preview live from the Bord Gáis Energy Theatre in Dublin tonight, Friday. Get your tickets now. John Will O'Callaghan, Paul Murphy, Anthony Nash and Podge Collins and some very special guests on the eve of the All-Ireland Hurling Final. This is an exclusive off-air event for a great cause. All the ticket proceeds are going to Focus Ireland. Tickets are limited, so head on over to offtheball.com/events to grab yours now. The Jubilee team this year is the Cork All-Ireland winning team of 1999. The Rebels beat Kilkenny 13-12 in the decider that day. Mark Landers was the captain for the Rebels. He's been speaking to Off the Ball about the Jubilee celebrations not taking place at half-time.
I suppose one of the things, John, is that, like, there's a juvenile game on at half-time, and that's the reason why the Jubilee team aren't presented to the crowd at half-time. To be fair, I think I was probably 12 years of age. I would be delighted to get to play at half time, but equally I wouldn't mind playing at 2 o'clock. Just the fact that you'd get to Croke Park as a 12-year-old. So I think that's the question for Croke Park. What's more important? Is it the Jubilee team or is it the underage? And we know the underage is a massive thing. But at the same time, for a team that has won in All Ireland 25 years ago, that's a significant thing. The other thing which is slightly changing this year is that the manager is actually going to lead us out this year. So Jimmy Barry Murphy And that was only came through late this week that the Jimmy was going to lead us out. So I also feel that the selectors on the day, Josh, should be presented as well to the crowd, because there was very much as important as the players themselves on the day. I always felt just the players wasn't the right thing. So I'm delighted to hear that Jimmy is going to be leading us out. But definitely for me, you know, whoever's in the final, whoever's contesting the final, and I know some people might say, you know, the Jubilee team comes out, we happen to be involved and it would roil up the supporters for the second half. But that actually isn't what it's about at all. It's actually the 80,000 supporters that are there to say, what do you need? There's Sean O'Gahalpin. I haven't seen him for 25 years. There's Joe Dean. There's Ben O'Connor. There's Timmy McCarthy. There's Dermot O'Sullivan. So they're the kind of memories, I suppose, that the supporters would take away from a Jubilee day, because they saw them in their pomp and they said, Jesus, that fella's, he's bald now, or he's got grey hair, or he's after putting on a few pounds, like, you know. So that's kind of, I just think the Jubilee thing is a brilliant thing. We're thrilled to be there, whatever time it is now. But obviously, if you really wanted to maximise it, halftime to me is the best place to present the Jubilee team.
Don't forget to subscribe to the Off The Ball GAA feed to keep this podcast coming to you Monday to Friday for the best Gaelic Games coverage. Become an Off The Ball member now by visiting offtheball.com/join. I've been Rory O'Hagan. Thanks for listening.
GAA Daily.
On Off The Ball with Optimum Nutrition, the official performance nutrition partners of the Gaelic Players Association.